Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing you over 30 experts who are going to support you in mastering your time, mindset, and energy around money so that you can create an epic business and life. And today, I am so super excited to introduce our speaker today. I have had the experience of actually being in her presence and feeling her power and her divine feminine essence in person, and couldn't wait to actually get her on video and recording an masterclass for you. Margarita Alcantara is an activator of the new code of power for our planet, activating the power codes in other goddesses, as well as the portals of power on Mother Earth. She does this by opening the door to the source of true power to clear artificial power and unify earth and light. She is also a mouthpiece for the goddess consciousness, an embodiment of Mother Gaia, conduit between the Star Nation and Mother Gaia, mentor, chakra expert, and catalyst for awakening. Her worldwide global activations create personal and planetary transformation. As a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master and teacher, shamanista medicine woman, she helps her patients awaken into their spiritual badassery at her private practice in New York City. Her weekly Monday Facebook Live event, the Mother Gaia Power Portal, channels powerful healing activations from the goddess. Her book, Chakra Healing, A Beginner's Guide to Self-Healing Techniques That Balance the Chakras, was recently published by Althea Press. Welcome, Margarita. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
So like I said, I saw you in person in creating activations and speaking last September. And I knew as soon as Sharina asked me to host this event, I wanted to have you on it. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about what it is you do and why the divine feminine is such an important thing to remember as female entrepreneurs. And then I know you have something special you're going to create for us as well.
That's right. Yep. So, and you know, it was an honor to meet you as well. I think it was at the Zone event. Yes. So what I do is actually, and I've been really transitioning from my private practice as a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, and a medicine woman, because I'm really, my real work is in activating the power of other goddesses. And also, you know, Mother Gaia is a goddess as well. And so really opening those portals of power for us. And that's really part of the whole divine feminine experience, because we've really, you know, as you've probably noticed, it's really been strengthening on the planet. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is because the old energy and paradigm that we had been all experiencing was very patriarchally oriented. And that can only allow us to access so much. But when we allow ourselves to tap into our divine feminine, especially as women, what that does is it allows us to truly step in our power, because part of what makes us so powerful as women, especially as entrepreneurs doing great things on the planet, is that we are trusting ourselves and we have very strong intuition. For a lot of us, we've been taught to ignore it, to not believe it, to think it's weird or unacceptable. And the truth is that it's actually one of our superpowers. And when we trust who we are, when we trust the intuition coming in, that creates a shift on a really big level, and that affects everything in our lives, especially as female entrepreneurs, whether that be in our relationships, having better relationships, you know, making more money, really serving it up in the world with whatever we're called to share in the world. And so that intuition is everything, you know, because we will get information and intel that we would not otherwise access if we were just coming from our head, because our head and our logic only gives us so much. But when we tap into the depth of who we are, we just simply go with the flow, and it's less effort, but more power, right? And that's how the feminine divine power is. And literally, I just came back from Machu Picchu recently, and that was one of the things, is that the element there is water, and not just very obviously in the rivers, but that's also the energy of the divine feminine, is that it just simply goes with the flow, goes around the obstacles and the boulders and the rocks. And that's where our strength also lies, is that, you know, when we can get out of our drama and our worry and our concern and our obsessions, we can actually tap into our heart power. And then that's when, bam, that's when we operate from that, you know, it's like we are supernovas. So that is where I'm coming from.
I love it. So share a little bit about what your activations are. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know you're going to be creating one for us. And I'd like to know a little bit more about that, because I'm always fascinated, but I don't always know exactly what that means.
Yeah. So on the outside, performing an activation looks like I'm leading you through some meditation or visualization. But what's actually happening is that we are literally declaring the new truth, and we are activating it and anchoring it into your being energetically so that it becomes your reality. And that's what basically an activation is. And so today's activation, my focus is to really help you and the viewers really get activated and accessing that divine feminine power, really allowing you to like bring it in from the depths of your being, and then having that in your physical reality, you know, because it's one thing to be all tapped into the love and light and everything, but it's another thing to actually have it accessed in your physical reality. And I think that that is something that will be one of the things I'll be focusing on in the activation.
All right, shall we get started?
Sure.
Can you tell? Can hardly wait.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Thank you so much. I'm very excited for this. Because, I mean, whenever I do an activation, I never plan it out and I never expect something. I just become this open channel, and then whatever needs to come through comes through, and it's always for the highest good. So just allow yourself to get situated if you're sitting. Allow both of your sit bones to be seated on your seat and have both feet planted on the floor so you're grounded and anchored into the earth energy. And now I invite you to take all that energy that is probably in your head right now, like whatever has been going on in your day so far, just let it release and peter out. Just let it all go and drop that focus down into your heart. And I'm going to activate that heart power by inhaling and exhaling through the heart. Nice and easy. So we're going to inhale light into the heart and exhale any energy that doesn't belong there, releasing it from your heart. Inhale light into your heart and exhale any energies that do not serve you right now from your heart. Inhale light into your heart. And releasing anything that is keeping you from your flow at this very moment. And so what I'm seeing right now is that there's a nice, wide, beautiful, glittery almost column of light coming in through the top of your head, through the crown chakra. And this is that divine energy that is coming in from the cosmic heart, from God, universe, source, infinite creator, whatever you want to call it for yourself, coming straight in, giving you this wisdom of your divine feminine. And as it's coming in, it is kind of tapping and resting on the top of your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is this pine cone shaped gland. It's actually rather tiny, in the middle of the left and right hemispheres of your brain. And not only does it regulate some endocrine functions, hormonal functions, but it is the seat of your consciousness. So as this powerful ray of light is entering through the crown and it is now tapping onto that pineal gland, it is literally kind of gently shattering any calcifications around your pineal gland that is keeping you contained in your power, or should I say kind of suppressed in your power. And it's all falling away now, all of those calcifications, and we're just going to send that back up to source. And what that leaves behind is your pineal gland now starting to take up space, the seed of your consciousness, the seed of your true wisdom is now unfolding and blooming, kind of like a little lotus blossom I'm seeing at the center of your brain. And as it's blooming, there's this almost kind of like a renewed pineal gland that is emerging from the center of this lotus blossom. And as it's emerging, it is kind of like an antenna for all of your power and your wisdom as a divine feminine embodiment, I'd like to call it. And it is calling you like a radar, calling it forth to your pineal gland. And as that's happening, that light that has been coming in through the crown chakra is now going past down to your throat. And the throat chakra is really, really important for women who are in their power, women who are in touch with their divine feminine consciousness, because it is from there that we speak our truth and express who we really are. And so I'm actually going to send in and insert some blue calcite, which is a crystal, some blue calcite energy and frequency at your vocal cords to help you and assist you in aligning with your truth and aligning with speaking and expressing your truth and all of who you are, what you're meant to show in the world. So this is a special gift that only you have. And now we're going to drop down that light into the heart. And the heart is the key for everything. It's the key to our power. It's the key to our enlightenment. It's the key to all of who we are and our gifts that we share into the world. So I'm kind of going to give you a key that you're holding in your right hand. And I'd like for you to go ahead and unlock, using that key, the door to your heart and allow that door to gently open at the front of your heart. And as you do that, there's this kind of rainbow outpouring of love, of your gifts. I see gold coins as well. And this symbolizes your abundance in terms of your wealth and your money, but also the wealth of who you are. So all the love that you are in this world, all the power that comes from the depths of your being, that is also being unlocked as part of your wealth. And joy is part of your wealth. And so all of this is being unlocked and it's literally pouring out of your heart like a rainbow. And it's just gushing into your reality. And so as that's also happening, that energy that has been coming in from the middle of the universe is now going down past your solar plexus, which is 2 inches above your navel. That's your power center. And it's being lit up kind of like a gold sun at the center of the chakra, kind of emphasizing and increasing in your body power. And then it's now passing down to your sacral plexus chakra, which is where the goddess consciousness lies. It's also the seed of your creative expression. It is linked to your throat chakra power, and it is also the seat of your emotion. So anywhere where your emotions have been clouding you from your judgment, from being neutral, from accessing your power, we're doing a little clearing on that sacral plexus chakra, and we're just calling in the element of water. And since I was just in Machu Picchu, I'm calling through those really powerful river water from the Urubamba River, just calling that forth to blast through any old patterns, any energetic patterns that are kind of constricting your emotions, constricting your energy field, which is thus affecting how you are acting up in your power and your abundance and your wealth. So just clearing that through with that powerful frequency of the water, which is also in touch with the energy of the feminine. And the power of the feminine just goes with the flow, and it's now moving through the obstacles and the rocks, just like an easy stream. And now it's hitting down into the power of your root chakra. And in your root chakra, you are in your being. You are no longer in survival mode. You are no longer worrying about bills and how will I be taken care of and how will I survive and how will I put clothes on my back and how will I have a place to live. It is all about security. So I'm inserting the oneness code into your root chakra, and this oneness code will allow you to unify within yourself any polarities that have been active. So anywhere where there's a love, hate, where there is a bad and a good, where there is, you know, masculine is bad or divine feminine is good or vice versa, we're just bringing that all together into perfect oneness, because that is true wholeness. And we're now inserting that into your root chakra so that you may access the true totality of your being. And as that gets activated in your root chakra, which is located at your pineal gland, through your perineum, which is located between your genitals and anus, technically, anatomically, you're feeling it spread through your pelvis, into your pelvic bowl, down into your thighs, into your knees, and your legs, and your feet. And you're literally growing roots from the feet down into Mother Gaia and anchoring this energy of your divine feminine. And we're sending so much gratitude and love to Mother Gaia as well. And as she's receiving that at the center of her core, at the center of her heart, in the middle of the planet, she's also providing a gratitude and a love and a thank you that is coming out like sonar. And the sonar that's coming in, it's coming through the roots that have been emanating through your feet, and it's energizing your feet and your legs and your pelvis and your belly and your back, your chest, enervating your heart and your shoulders and your neck and your back and your head, and even the follicles at the very top of your scalp is being energized by this Mother Gaia divine feminine energy. So not only is this grounding you into your truth and your power as a divine feminine being, but it is also allowing you to access that power from a very, very deep place. And don't be surprised if you are going to be able to feel that depth and even release maybe even some tears as you release all these old patterns. That is completely normal. And so as you integrate this now for the next three breaths that are coming in and out of your heart, nice and easy, no need to be intentional about it because it's just happening naturally. I'm just going to seal in that healing with an ocarina flute, which is a shamanic instrument to seal in the healing that has just occurred. And when you're ready, you can come back to your body, come back to the room, come back to center, and open your eyes. And as you open your eyes, you see this new reality of your divine feminine reflected through the walls, through everything in front of you, and through energizing every single piece of anything that is around you right now.
Wow, that was amazing. Like, I could feel myself, like, almost feel like I was levitating off the chair and the ground, which was kind of wild.
Yeah.
And when I go in my heart space, and I don't know what anybody else sees, but when I go, it sounds a little cuckoo, but I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
I'm going into a living room.
Mm.
Like it's like got the colors of pink and green, you know, the hot chakra colors, and which are my brand colors, ironically, that I didn't even know when I created my brand. And there's like a fire burning. It's just like a really place of comfort.
Mm.
Like a real actual, like I literally opened a door. And so that was so powerful when you said open the door. I was like, has she been looking?
Yeah. And that's powerful, right? Because right. It's powerful when you can see your heart and feel so at home. Because that's what I was hearing when you were sharing that, is that literally your heart is home.
Yes.
And that you feel comfortable there and it feels cozy and there's like a warm fire. It's home, and that's how it should be. So that's so powerful.
I love it. I've never shared that with anybody. So thank you for letting me share that. That was wild. That was amazing, Margarita. Like, I just feel like, you know, for those who are watching, I've had the flu for a few days. So I'm in recovery, but I'm still not anywhere near 100%. But even that like helped clear more of the oof, it's here.
Yeah.
I'm sure means something. I just don't know why. I can't remember. But it's all about getting rid of the things that make us feel also tight. So that was amazing. Thank you so, so much. And I know you also have an amazing gift for our viewers as well that I'm going to be signing up for right away.
Yes. So it is my mini goddess activation package. And so literally this was a video series that I created to kind of give you a taste of what it's like to get activated into your goddess power. And it's a series of four videos. And so my recommendation is to check out one video per day. So like first thing in the morning, check out the video, get activated. Each one focuses on something new. Sometimes it's a focus on activating your pineal gland and your seat of your consciousness. Sometimes it's in activating the truth of who you are and speaking your truth. You know, it really depends, but whatever shows up and whatever you play on that specific day is completely for you. And so that is my hope, that you will experience these activations in a really empowering way.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so, so much, Margarita. I'm so grateful that we got this opportunity together, and thank you for taking the time immediately after a big trip.
Yeah. Well, it's my pleasure, and I was so honored that you invited me, and so I'm so glad that I was able to be part of this really powerful experience that you're creating for everybody.
Hey, thank you so much. And for all of you watching, when you finish watching this video and you really feel what Margarita was able to create through activating your power, let Sharina and I know by hitting reply on the email and letting us know what came up for you, so we can share it with Margarita so she knows the impact that she's having on everyone watching. Because I know I was just having an impact. I'm probably going to spend the rest of the day feeling that very big impact on myself. And we would love to be able to share that with Margarita. And your free gift from Margarita is also in the email and on the speaker page, because we want to make sure you have easy access and don't have to try to remember any specific codes or anything. So thank you all for watching. And thank you again, Margarita, for being here with us. And I will see you again tomorrow in your email inbox, so we can help you create an epic life and business by helping you master your time, energy, and mindset around money.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.